Proverbs chapter 3. My son, do not forget my instruction, and let your heart keep my commandments, for they will add length of days, and years of life, and peace to you. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, and find grace and recognition of sound intellect in the eyes of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Let healing come to your sinews, and refreshment to your bones. Honour the Lord with a portion of your wealth, and with the first fruits of all your produce, and your storehouses will be filled in abundance, so that your wine vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not reject the Lord's correction, and do not be averse to his reproof. For the Lord reproves those he loves, just as a father does with a son in whom he delights. Happy is the man who has found wisdom, and the man who obtains understanding. For its value is greater than the value of silver, and its yield is greater than that of gold. It is more precious than red corals, and none of your material desires can be compared to it. Length of days is in its right hand, and in its left hand are wealth and honour. Its ways are pleasant ways, and all its paths are peaceable. It is a tree of life to those who take hold of it, and each of those who obtain it is content. The Lord founded the earth in wisdom. He established the heavens with competence. By his knowledge, the oceans were split open, and the skies now distill dew. My son, do not let them go out of your sight. Guard resourcefulness and thoughtfulness, and your being will have life, and your neck will have grace. Then you will walk in your way safely, and your foot will not strike anything. When you lie down, you will not fear. So you will lie down, and your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of a sudden terror, or of the destructive action of the wicked when it comes about. For the Lord will be in your inward parts, and he will keep your foot from becoming caught. Do not deny what is good to those to whom it is appropriate, when it is within your means to do it. Do not say to your neighbour, "Go and come back, and tomorrow I will give you something," when you have the means. Do not devise evil against your neighbour who lives safely alongside you. Do not contend with a man gratuitously if he has not caused you any harm. Do not be envious of a man of violence, and do not choose any of his ways, for the devious man is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the upright. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the abode of the righteous. Whereas he will mock the mockers, he will give grace to the meek. The wise will inherit honour, but contempt will show up fools.